Welcome to Crossroad International Church, where it's all about Jesus. If you are in Kuwait and looking for a church to call home, we would love the opportunity to welcome you at one of our Friday services. Now, here is this week's message.
Let us now look at Mark 4, verses 35. Mark 4:35. And if you're here for the first time and you haven't been to church for a long time, could you not be Zacchaeus? Because you see, Zacchaeus knew. He possibly didn't understand why, but he knew he had to see Jesus. And there's a lot of people out there know they need to come back to church. They know it. And I say today, if you're here for the first time, Jesus is saying, thank you. He is saying, I want to come to your house for tea. He's giving you an invitation to say, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20, 15 years. I don't care. I just care about today. So I just pray, if it's your first time for a long time, I just pray that the seed will be there. And I encourage you to come back and hear what God will say to you. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, Let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowds behind him, they took him alone just as he was in the boats. There were other boats with him. Jesus gives us a command. He says, go, and we need to go. Amen? When Jesus says, do something, we have to do it, we have to believe it, and because we know our relationship with God is like a father, like these children, we love our children, don't we? We do anything for them, and we would never, ever consciously put them in danger. Never. I don't think there's a mother or a father would consciously put their children. But God says here to his disciples, let us go to the other side. The Lord has spoken to people here. Let us go to Kuwait. Amen. Let us go to this church. Amen. Right? He's changing our job. Let us go to a new job. Amen. So this is good. We've all obeyed God like the disciples, because I want to say, how does this speak to me today? The word is live today. Just as they left in the boats, a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat. It was a really vicious storm. And what was Jesus doing in the boat? Do you know why he was sleeping? Because he knew they were going to get the other side. He knew they were going to get the other side. He knew they weren't going to sink. They knew that they weren't, you know, if God says, I'm going to do it, he's going to do it. He knows they were going to side. He said, let's go. But what are we like? This storm comes up. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, let's have a prayer meeting and let's praise your name and we'll get through this storm. Hallelujah! Is that what you said? Jesus, we're going to drown! Our first reaction should be, what should it be in all situations? What should we do? What's the scripture say? Praise him in all situations. praise him. But what did they do? They were with Jesus. And what did they do? My translation says, teacher, don't you care if we drowned? Don't you care if we drowned? God is saying to us, if I've told you to start on that path, you are not going to drown. If God has told you to get into that boat, you're not going to drown. Amen? But the devil will try. How come as soon as you make a decision, all hell breaks loose? Right? You know that famous scripture? They though I run through the valley of death. Is that right? Is it right? No. They though I walk. And there's another scripture. Though I see people dying to my left and right, I will not fear. Amen. We have got the victory. Amen. And we need to start to walk in the victory. We have got the protection. Like the people in the boat, they had the protection, but they couldn't see it. They had the Savior of the world there, and they just thought about their small little situation. They thought about the small areas and not the big picture. The big picture is we're going to eternity. So what if I drowned? Hallelujah! Hey, if I drowned, I'm finished in this place. Hallelujah. And if Jesus is your Savior, where are you going? Where are you going? Heaven. Only one person sure. What about this side? Where are you going? We're going to heaven. Hallelujah. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go early. Right? I want to see my grandchildren grow up. I want to see my children. Well, my children are grown up. But my grandchildren. And I've now got a great-grandchild. I want to see them grow up. But we shouldn't live in fear. If God has said to you, you have to leave Kuwait, and you believe it with your heart, go. Get in the boat and go. And then you're going to get doubts come in your mind. Oh, well, should I be? Oh, what am I going to do? Oh. And then doubts come in. Did I make the right decision? Oh, no. I sometimes wish God would tell me plan A, B, and C. I wish he would. He only tells me A, and sometimes I know B, but very rarely. Right? So there we have it. There all we are, CIC, we're in the boat. Jesus says, hallelujah, we are going to take this land for Jesus. Hallelujah. We're all in the boat. And then for a few years, everything's going fine. Then all of a sudden, something goes wrong. Ah, we're going to drown. You get to your school, you feel. Janice said to me, it was quite strange. Janice said, the number of Christians that come to her for an interview, and none of them in this room, by the way, and they're not even in the country, so relax. She said, they'll come and say, oh, God's called me to Kuwait. Right? And then it gets rough. It gets a storm comes. The storm comes, they're in the boat. They think they're going to drown. The next thing she knows, she gets an email saying, I'm not coming back at Christmas. God has moved me somewhere else. When you've got to be so certain you are where God would want you to be. And I believe everybody in this room is here because God has called them to be here. Amen? And I'm praise the Lord you brought you to a perfect church. Hallelujah? No, he hasn't. He hasn't. Right? But we mustn't forget our calling, by God. And Jesus was asleep. He got up, he rebuked the waves and said, be quiet, be still. Then the waves died down and were completely calm. And then he said to his disciples, why are you afraid? Why are you worried about your future? Why are you worried about your family? You shouldn't worry. Give them to God. Give them back to God. Are you worried about the church? Don't worry. Give it back to God. My son was in the military and he had a very dangerous job. And I was worried for him. And I was on a course, I won't mention the course, but I was on a course and it said to me, what is more important, your son or me? Wow. What is more important, God or your husband? God, your children? God or your wife? And I had to say at that time, my son was more important. But I had to repent. I had to repent and say, no, God, you're right. I was doing nothing to give him breath. I was doing nothing, although I was protecting him in prayer. Nothing I was doing was protecting him. So you know what I did? I says, God, I trust you with my most precious possession, my family. Amen. Can you see where I'm coming now? All of you saying, not certain about this doctrinally. Right? No, you know? Let's think about it. I think today, each one of us need to say, Lord, I trust you with my family. Like the boat, the disciples didn't trust God. Because when the storm came, what did they do? I've got a loud voice, so I won't scream. But we do it all the time, don't we? Hey? Their first response should be, well, I don't like flying. And I'm saying that and I'm now being cured, amen? I didn't like flying, but now I'm getting over it, amen? I've never had a bad flight, but the Lord tries to get to me just before a flight. And I have some special music on, well, Christian music. And even if it just goes like that, I put it straight on and I'm dancing to the music. So I'm moving more than the turbulence, amen? So I'm getting, the Lord is working on me. Why should I be frightened? Why? Why should I be nervous? Right? It's now gone down from fear to nervous to now, hallelujah, bring the flight on. Now, if I don't have any music, that would be a different thing, right? I can't, but the Lord's working on me. He's working in that area of my life he needs to work on. What does he need to work on in your life? What is the thing, you're in the boat, what is the thing which will come along and cause you to think you were going to drown? They thought they were going to die, didn't they? The disciples who were with Jesus, seeing many a miracle, don't knock yourselves, by the way, right? Don't knock yourselves, because we've all been there and we are all there. Don't knock yourself, because the disciples who've seen miracles and everything, they're even doubted. But the Lord is saying to us today, I put you in the boat. The danger is when we get out of the boat, what do we lose? The protection. Think about it. While you're in the boat with Jesus, you're safe. Hallelujah. If you jump out of the boat, you're by yourself. So I just believe today the Lord is saying to us, I don't know when I'll bring another message. But I just know I have to live for today. I got to honor God today. He's a today God. He's not a maybe yesterday God. We have to trust him with our church. Leaders, trust God with your church. Amen. Congregation, give your leaders, give them up back to God. Say, Lord, Lord, your family, it's got to be God, family, church. That is God's order. He said to his disciples, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Who is it? It was Jesus Christ, the living Savior. There's a song which I love. Jesus is the answer for this world today. So I'm going to ask the praise and worship team to come up. And my message is simple. You're in the boat. And that boat is your situation. That boat is where you are today. And God is saying to you, why are you fear? Because the devil's going to tell you something. The devil's going to say, you're not good enough. The devil's going to tell you, you can't do that good. You're not the best this. You're not the best teacher. You're not the best. No, you're not the best. But God give you that job. And as I had to trust God with my son, who I couldn't protect, I said, Lord, I give you my son. And you know what? He left the armed forces. And praise the Lord, he's good today. Amen. Trust in God. Please do not trust in man. Because if you had been in that boat when Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat and you formed a committee meeting and you were discussing the situation, the decision of that committee would be, we are going to drown. Is that right? Is that not what the scripture says? They said that to Jesus. Why? Why we're going to drown, Jesus? No. Jesus should be the center. Jesus should be the center in everything we say, everything we do. And then we have the peace. So I'm going to ask Peter just now just to play. And I want you to say, Lord, I'm in the boat. You know my personal situation. Lord, take away that fear. You see, some of you have got fear in your hearts. Some of you have got doubt. You've got doubt in your heart. It's not fear. You could be a family and one side of the family or your husband or your wife wants to make a decision and you're not quite certain. So you've got the doubt. But you see, the doubt doesn't come from God. If you've got the doubt, give it back to Jesus. Say, Lord, I give you that doubt. I give you that fear. Because, Lord Jesus, I know I'm in the boat. I know while I stay in your presence, you will begin to work in my heart. You will begin to change my heart. See, the disciples did not have a teachable spirit. They had the world's spirit. Because to the world, that boat was going down. That was a fierce storm. To the world, they were dead. To the world, we're going to drive. They were going to die. But they forgot the opening statement. God said, let us go. Without that, they would have died. So Lord Jesus, today I just ask you to minister to each one of us. Lord, begin with me. Lord, I want to be in your presence. Lord, I've tried it too many times to do it by myself. I've tried to use intellect to reason it. But Lord Jesus, you've just brought me back to the simplicity of, I said go. And Jesus was with them. He's in the boat. And I think some people, thank you, Jesus. I just felt in my spirit that some of you feel that Jesus is sleeping in the boat while you're going through this storm in your life. And the reason you feel he's ignoring you, he's not hearing your prayers, he's not answering your needs. But he's with you. He's sleeping because he knows the end of the story. So Lord, now, once again, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're a church who have diversity, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we are interdenominational, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're from different nations. We thank you, Lord, that this must be a little bit, and I say with respect, of what heaven must be like, where there's no creed, denominations, color, just one Spirit glorifying you. So, Lord Jesus, now we just pray for a fantastic week, Lord. Lord, we know that the devil will try and knock us off. We know that the devil will try and bring these storms to knock us out of the boat. We know that he will try and distract us from the path that we have. But Lord Jesus, give us the peace which comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen.